AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 10 more bodies have been found in the condo rubble in Surfside, Florida. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the number of dead is up to 46.
As the magnitude of this catastrophe continues to grow each and every day since the collapse, our community and the world are grieving with all of the families who are living through this unthinkable tragedy.
94 people are still unaccounted for. This is day 14 of the search in Florida. Tropical storm Elsa has reached shore north of Tampa, Florida. Heavy rain is the result. There are no reports of significant damage or injuries in Florida. President Biden says he's shocked and saddened to hear the assassination of Haiti's President Jovenel Moise. The AP's Charles Deladesma reports Moise was shot and killed at his home.
A resident who lives near the president's home said she heard the attack. She says she thought there was an earthquake. There was so much shooting. The president had problems with many people, but this is not how we expected him to die. This is something I wouldn't wish on any Haitian, she says. The country appears to be heading for fresh uncertainty ahead of planned general elections later this year.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Twitter, Facebook, and Google.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well.
Facebook and Twitter banned Trump after his followers stormed the Capitol building in January. The companies were worried he would incite further violence. A federal judge ruled the Air Force is largely responsible for a former serviceman killing more than two dozen people at a church in Texas in 2017. The judge said the Air Force failed to submit Devin Kelly's criminal history into a database, which should have prevented him from buying the weapon used in the 2017 attack. This is AP News. The number of job openings reaches another all-time high.
U.S. employers posted a record number of jobs in May for the second straight month as the rapidly rebounding economy generates an intense demand for workers. The Labor Department says the number of available jobs on May 31st was 9,210,000. That's an increase of about 20,000 from April, and the most since records began in December 2000. The report also says the number of people quitting their jobs dropped in May from a record high in April, but remains elevated. And the percentage of workers getting laid off in May dropped to a record low. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Wildlife officials resume searching by ground and from the air for a grizzly bear that killed a woman who was camping in a town in Montana. If found, the bear will be killed. Large traps made out of culverts were set around the area in hopes of capturing it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.